One point that comes to mind, I got a letter today from a producer who will remain nameless, who used to produce radio here at the station, and one of the points she made was sort of like sort of the famous quote of Pogo, "We've met the enemy and he is us." She wrote that, and I just want to give you this sense of the emotions here because I wonder how it compares to California. And I'm quoting this person, "Not enough of us could put our individual pride, on-air ego-tripping, and personal problems aside long enough to take a principled stand about what was going on." And she quotes the late general manager, Valerie. "Valerie couldn't have done what she did for so long unless a significant number of us were complicit, either consciously or unconsciously." And in capital letters, "This is what we must take responsibility for and begin to look at if we are to recuperate. This would be the most painful part of the healing and the one most of us would rather avoid, but is the step that must precede any return to a healthy state." And I wondered how you felt, because each of these situations is very different, each of these stations.
Right.
But you do have a culture, a climate, that has been created by people's willingness to go along with Pacifica, people's desire to get over in the sort of culture of Pacifica. And how do you deal with that? And how do you also see these governance issues, like elections with the listeners involved, as a solution to it, as a creative solution to it?
Well, that's a great question, and I wish we were discussing this really on air all the time here with this new awareness of the listeners with Pacifica. Yes, out here we had exactly the same kind of issues, but you know, I think that what has to happen ideally would be for people to come to that understanding that we all kind of, I can use the word we, generic listener in Pacifica, we took our eyes off of the ball in terms of how much we needed to participate constantly and throughout the years. It's like democracy, you know, you need to participate in it, unless it, and otherwise you're going to lose it. So our participation in Pacifica needed to be constant, and it wasn't, and we lost that. And yes, there were, you know, out here we had people who were complaining about items in KPFA way earlier than others, okay? We need to recognize that. We also need to figure out how to, once that we are awakened to that situation, rather than sort of rubbing each other's noses into it, we need to figure out a way of saying, how do we go back to the business of being awake in terms of our involvement with the station. Now, I think a participation of the listeners in terms of the governance of the station is something that I absolutely believe in. In theory, there was at least some mechanism of that through the LAB. I think out here in KPFA, we've decided that the LABs need to be an elected body, and we've gone ahead and elected the LABs. And I think, in my personal opinion, I hope that one day we return to the fact that the LABs place the majority of the national board members on the board. And that would be one model for representation of the listeners' voice truly in the governance of this organization. Some method, though, of representing the listeners has to exist. Some people believe more in direct elections. I don't necessarily believe in that myself.
Mm-hmm. The possibility of a political hack getting into a position of power just because they know how to work the system is always there when you have elections, as we've seen our own government.
There is, and again, you know, it depends how involved we are as listeners. The community out here of paid listeners is about 20,000 people. The activism within that community is pretty huge, and people are connected through a set of maybe, 100 communities that are served by the different programming and so forth. And that we need to depend, I think a community station needs to depend on these community links to have their communication to sort of seek out the leadership for the governance issues of the station.
But let's say if someone like you, because I've heard when I was out in California last year, everybody spoke with great respect about you. Let's say somebody like you, I mean, I'm not saying the plane load of Berkeley activists that were about ready to jump on the plane on December 23rd to fly out here to sort of give solidarity to us. But let's say somebody like yourself, how would you deal with the kind of mishigas that I guess is sort of a diplomatic way of saying is what's going on here with the folks here at odds with each other internally and externally.
Well, I could say I have a long time associations as colleagues and workers with everybody on both sides. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, you can't assume that I wouldn't want to jump on a plane and come out and be in solidarity with you all. I think that's something that I instinctively felt when I heard what was happening, because I think that something, when something like that happens, the first of all is I'm not there, but my experience as an activist has been that people locally need to be supported by progressive people that are farther away from the situation. We need to look at it, try to communicate as best as possible with the people on the ground, and help in whatever way in terms of bringing solidarity. Now, I can't tell you how to solve the problems there. I've had to work very hard out here to, in a community that I know, to get people to come together and to begin to have the kind of dialogue that we had. We just had a very couple set of meetings after your crisis out there, where the new LAB is coming together to meet with the program council. I mean, very exciting stuff. Of actually having now an elected LAB, having discussions with a program council from within the station that now got community representatives. I mean, I'm very excited about that.
By the way, we're speaking with Thomas Moran, who's a member of the National Board of the Pacifica Foundation, the family of five radio stations that WBAI is a member of. It's 211 here in New York City, and also joining us in the studio is Jim Dingman, Paul Guerin, Seth DeBachman. I'm Paul DiRienzo. And I know, Thomas, that you are looking towards trying to get some sleep tonight because you have work tomorrow morning. And we've been here for already quite more than 20 minutes that you promised us. So we thank you very much. Maybe give you an opportunity to maybe sum up where what we can learn from the experience that people had at KPFA so we don't have to reinvent the wheel out here in New York. What lesson is the most important?
I think, you know, the really the most important lesson out here has been that once people began to reawaken to what it was about KPFA that was meaningful to them, it became easier and easier to look across the table to the other producers, to the listeners, to people who showed up demonstrating in front, and find some common ground with them. And I say that in the most realistic way. And until we refocus on why is it that we've been attracted to KPFA or BAI or any of the other Pacifica stations, we are subject to, you know, focusing on the immediate differences of personality and of really trivial opinion, and unable to focus on some of the big issues that are in front of how do we make listener-sponsored radio work.
Like Dubia.
I have
the big issues.
I have to tell you, Tomas, before you go, that the one thing that I know that everybody has agreed upon is our desire to get rid of the national board. I have to tell you quite honestly that in every single meeting, everything else we may not disagree, we don't agree with each other on, but that's one thing we do. Present company excluded, of course, but I think that there's a real need, and I think, though, that some people mistake getting rid of the people at the top and not paying attention to the bottom, too. That's the problem I have sometimes.
I hear you. Well, you know, I will be glad to go back to the work that I was doing before I was doing the KPFA work. I mean, it's very real and it's very important to me, and I will always be a supporter of KPFA. But, you know, my heart has been in the other activist work that I do, and I hope I can get back to that at some point.
You can live without being all this mishigosh, as was said.
Yes.
You can live without all of this, right? And nobody gets paid, I imagine, on the board, do they?
No, they do not. At least I don't get paid. I don't know if anybody else is getting money.
They haven't cut you. They haven't cut you into that profit sharing plan if they sell the station. Oh. Come clean, Tomas.
Thank you, Tomas Moran, a member of the Pacifica National Board.
All right, take care.
Thank you very much for joining us from California. I'm Paul DiRienzo. This is Let 'Em Talk, and anybody who calls me a coward for not directly dealing with this issue is a fool.
No, you're a Quisling.
A Quisling?
Quisling. Vidcon Quisling.
Vidcon.